You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey. Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Junction presented by Crop Metcalf, the official heating and cooling company of the Junkies. If you're looking to be the next five-star HVAC technician or plumber, just go to CropMetcalf.com. Join their team today. You can join us on the phones on the MGM National Harbor listener lines at 800-636-1067. What were your big takeaways from day one of legal tampering in the NFL free agency period? Adam Peters gets to work, signs Frankie Louvu, linebacker from Carolina. Austin Eckler is in the mix to help the running back room. Dorrance Armstrong, I think that might be one of the better signings. A young pass rusher who's had 8.5 and 7.5 sacks in the last two seasons.
16 sacks as a backup.
Coming on as a young player, I like that signing. You upgrade the offensive line with Tyler Biadasz. He gets a 3-year, $30 million deal to play center. Nick Allegretti also added to the O-line. 3 years, $16 million for him. You got a new kicker in town, Brandon McManus. What do you think of the move so far?
Now, the thing about Allegretti was a backup for the Chiefs last year.
Right.
So
I think he had one start, right, in the championship
game?
Yeah,
but I looked back at it. I think in 2020 he played a lot. He was a backup last year. Like, this is a snap count for the season. 65 snaps at center, 11 snaps at right guard, 3 snaps at tight end. But in the playoffs, the guy ahead of him got hurt, and he started in the AFC Championship and started in the Super Bowl and supposedly played with a torn UCL in that Super Bowl. So tough dude to play.
How old is he?
And start in the Super Bowl. 27.
27 years old, yep.
Most of the guys they signed were on the younger side.
Yeah.
The guys that aren't, I guess, Ertz and Eckler, right?
Correct.
Right.
Yeah.
I don't know. I kind of agree.
I
agree with most of the fans. Like, if I had to give it a grade, I'm not blown away, but it seems solid. They were pretty busy. They addressed a lot of needs. I'd give it a B. 800-636-1067. You never know. Austin Eckler could get hurt on the first day, and then you're like, well, that was a terrible signing. And,
well, anybody
and then
get hurt.
The offensive linemen they bring in, they could be a reincarnation of Gates and Wiley, and that could be terrible. But at least right now, I would be pretty optimistic about what they did. Filling the needs.
I'm optimistic that we can field a team. Beyond that, I don't know. We'll see.
Well, everything comes down to the quarterback.
Yes.
And it's going to be a rookie quarterback, so there's obviously going to be bumps and bruises for a rookie quarterback. Hopefully he plays as well as C.J. Stroud last year, but that's a one in a million. So I think that just the fact that they're all positions of need. You just have to trust that Adam Peters and those guys know that these guys are making those units better.
What do you make of the Bears not, according, I think, to Rappaport, not fielding offers for Fields yet? Because wouldn't you think he would be somebody that...
I would think that's kind of confusing. Like, why would you not at least listen to offers?
Yeah, maybe I don't know how much of that I believe.
Sold on Caleb? Yeah, well, just not listening to offers yet. They still want to do their due diligence.
I can't believe they haven't listened to offers, but okay. Maybe they're just waiting until draft weekend when teams get really desperate and they know
because
their offers will be
better. Because a team like Minnesota might – I mean –
as soon as Kirk leaves Minnesota, why wouldn't you be on the phone with them and them would be like, hey, you guys, any interest in Justin Fields? We can work a deal here.
Yeah, I
make something happen for you.
I'm not Fields' biggest fan, but I certainly think there's more excitement with him than Darnold.
I mean, it's not always ideal to make trades with your division rivals, but if you have no use for Fields, you're going to get rid of him anyway.
Hmm. All right, 800-636-1067. What do you think of the moves? I think it'd be hard for someone to come in and just say they suck. They seem reasonable, and I just love that they didn't spend a lot of money on any of these. So we don't really have anything that's going to like crash and burn and blow up in our face. Like even if it doesn't hit, that's okay. Then none of them are big money.
If
really.
Austin Eckler flops and can't get healthy, well, the max you were going to pay him was 11 point something million dollars.
Yeah, I mean,
that's if he hits every incentive.
I guess maybe if Armstrong comes in as a big dud, but I don't expect that. I think he's a pretty impactful player.
Yeah.
Let's go to Mike in Fairfax. Mike, what's up, buddy?
What's up, guys? Great show. It's better. EB just kind of stole my thunder. The thing that I really think is fantastic about Peters is he didn't overspend. He's also setting us up for the future, which I think is fantastic to a certain extent. Another pick that I'm thrilled about is the fact that I've always thought that Robinson in the backfield needed another running back back there. The others were good, but they weren't actually running backs, so they didn't have the size. So we have someone to compliment Robinson. We got the two Dallas picks, the center. We also have the defensive lineman. I'm thrilled about it. I really am. We'll see what happens, though. We need a quarterback. You guys just said it. But I'm excited. We actually have an adult in the room, you know?
Let's hope.
Appreciate it.
Let's hope. Thank you, buddy. Appreciate it.
Brother. Take care, man.
Yeah. And you get an impactful difference-maker type player in Eckler for half of what you would pay a guy like Derrick Henry, a third of what teams are paying like Josh Jacobs and Saquon Barkley.
Was Eckler noticeably, like, how did Eckler's numbers last year compare to Gibby's last year? Were they still markedly better?
I'd have to look at them side by side.
And what kind of money did Gibby get
from
New England?
Gibby got a three-year, it's a similar type of deal as to what Eckler got.
Right. I mean, yeah. Gibby only had 65 carries for 265 yards and one touchdown. Did average 4.1 yards per carry.
Eckler had about 700. Triple that.
Yeah, but only 3.5 yards per carry.
And then in terms of receiving.
But their offense struggled in general.
Comparable. 48 catches for Gibson for 389 yards and two touchdowns.
Right.
I think the Luvu, for me, even though I'd never heard of him, I would raise my hand and say I had never heard of Frankie Luvu. I didn't pay attention to the linebacking core of the Carolina Panthers. But I think that one was the best signing. I told you the next-gen stats were really high on him. Matt Miller on ESPN.com. Now, he poses a question about it, but he said, based on his skills, Luvu has the ability to play all three linebacker spots. Could we see the Commanders use him in ways similar to how Quinn used Micah Parsons in Dallas? His pass rush traits say it's possible.
I'm hoping they do that with Davis. That's what I'm hoping. That Luvu plays more in the middle, and Davis is the one that gets to roam around and show off that speed. But maybe they'll use them all that way. Who knows?
5.5 sacks last season, 125 tackles, 2 forced fumbles, playing in the middle of the Carolina Panthers defense.
Yeah, I think he'll play the middle.
Luvu's tall, too. 6'3", 240.
It's pretty big for a
Yeah, he's pretty
tall.
It's tall.
It is tall for a linebacker.
Let's go to Paul in D.C. Paul, what's up? 800-636-1067 if you want to chime in. What do you think, bud?
Man, you got to use your analytical skills, and if you buy stocks and bonds, you looking at a situation where I like what they did. if I'm a general manager and I'm rebuilding or I'm not like in the top 6 teams of the league where I just need one or two pieces to put me over the top like a Buffalo or Baltimore or Kansas City, I'm not spending a whole bunch of money on anybody over 30. And so did we get better at those positions? You damn right we did. We got a center that's better than the one we had. We got a defensive end that's going to be productive, already knows the system. You got better at that linebacker position. And you got better as a third down back with Eckler, because not only can he catch the ball out the backfield, he's more explosive than Gibson.
Yep.
And so as a result, I like that. And my thing is, you know, I laugh at these people who want to spend big money on people over 30 years old if you're in the rebuild. You want young players. Now all we got to do on the offensive line is move Cornelius or Sadiq, what's his name?
Sadiq Charles.
Well, they got to sign him first.
Those guys are free agents. Got to sign him.
Well, what I'm saying is, and then get me two bookie-ends, rookie tackles in the draft. Take those two second-round picks and get some draft, you know, get two tackles. Get a left tackle and a right tackle, you know, some studs. I will, if I was Adam Peters, I'll have the top 10 tackles in the draft on my desk right now. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
And I'll be picking them. Now, for my stock pick for today, my look at Pfizer. They're 36% undervalued right now. And you might want to get them while they're cheap. You know what I'm saying? So, yeah.
I can't go with Big Pharma.
Pfizer?
I can't go with it.
I told y'all about the Apple stock. Never let it go because it always splits. Now,
this guy, he's giving us football picks.
I definitely have Apple stock.
No reason not to listen to him. We listen to Boone Jugs.
That's true.
Hey, look, Pfizer is undervalued right now. It's underperforming at 36%. Mm. Buy it now, hold it, and watch it go up. Guess what?
I hope they go bankrupt.
Let me talk to my financial advisor on that.
We'll run that by him.
Thank you. Hey, Paul. Yeah. Thank you, buddy.
And I'll tell him. Paul from D.C. told me to buy it.
Hey, listen.
Yeah.
I'm telling you what I know. And if you look at Forbes and a couple of other magazines, they also agree. So check it out.
All right. Thank you. Right.
I'm not saying you're lying.
Thank
I'm
you
just going
to
have to check it out with my guy.
They still have Forbes magazine.
I think it still exists. Yeah.
Like at the airport.
Yeah. Maybe your Harris Theater. I don't know.
Let's go to Dennis in Reston. Hey, Dennis, what's up, buddy?
What do you think? Good morning, guys. Good morning. I'm real happy about what they did yesterday. I'd like to see the same stuff continue. The last caller, you know, he knows what he's talking about. You know, I mean, I wish I could express myself like that. The guy definitely knows. The linebacker we got, the guy that you guys were talking about, Pulu or
Luvu,
whatever.
Luvu.
Frankie Luvu.
Yeah, he to put him in the middle, if he's that tall and that fast, and if Dan Quinn wants to, like, let him do his thing and run around the defense, just like a guy from Dallas does, Micah Parsons, that's awesome. We need a guy like that. Bringing in the tight end we did not too long ago, that was a good one. You know, the draft's coming in. I'm stoked, man. I'm real happy. Who did I hear say something about Sam Donaldson, though? Did somebody say Sam
Darnold?
Sam Donaldson is no longer with us.
Yeah. Nobody. We're not looking to get him, are we?
No. Sam Darnold
already,
not on the radar for
Sam
the
Darnold
Commanders.
Already signed.
He's a Viking.
He's with Minnesota.
Okay, so he went to the Vikings. That's a bummer for the Vikings because, you know, Sam Darnold, he went to my high school in San Clemente, California. San Clemente produces one thing really, really well. That's professional world-class servers, not pro football players.
Oh, I'm wrong. Sam Donaldson's still with us.
Oh, did not know that.
Is that right?
I was unaware.
Ooh, 90.
Ooh, good for him.
Anyway, yeah. I'm stoked about it, and let's move on. Let's move on.
All right. Thank you, Dennis.
You know,
appreciate
who's
it.
Not stoked for Darnold/Donaldson?
Yeah.
Justin Jefferson. I would imagine.
Well, that's true.
Probably not.
There was a lot of chatter, though, that Darnold with Shanahan, mm-hmm. maybe he's learned a little something, and Shanahan was complimentary.
Swore by him, right? He really
Shanahan
liked him.
Was complimentary of Darnold, so maybe he will have a Geno Smith type year. Where Geno kind of came out of nowhere with the Seahawks.
I have my doubts.
One last, I mean, this is going to be his last shot.
Yeah. I think they're drafting a quarterback.
I think they will, too. He's a perfect bridge quarterback.
He's only 26 years old, by the
way. It could be a bridge.
He's a perfect bridge guy. He seems like he's been in the league forever.
Yeah.
Especially if you draft a second-round quarterback, right? He could be a bridge guy, and if he hits, then there's no rush to play the second-round guy, you know?
Okay, yeah, right.
And then but if he bombs, then you got somebody you're grooming.
I just wouldn't be surprised if they're taking a quarterback at 10.
Okay.
Now, Darnold could still be a bridge guy. Maybe you don't rush whoever you take.
Right.
All these guys are rushed. It's so annoying.
Yeah, so maybe he sits for a couple months, but I think.
Can I ask a question that no one wants to hear the answer to?
What?
What is Wentz's deal with L.A. or whatever? Did he sign like a 2-year deal or something?
I think
something,
he signed
or?
A 1-year deal. I think he's a free agent.
Is he a free agent?
I'm 99% sure he's a free agent.
Okay. I'm just curious.
Yeah.
Let me check.
Let's go to James.
Free agent.
Clearwater. Okay. James, what's up, buddy? You're on with the Junks.
Hey, Junks. What's going on? Thanks for taking my call,
yep,
man.
Yeah, sure.
So I think just real quick, you know, as a long time, now I've been removed from the area for about 10 years now, living down here in Clearwater, but I grew up a diehard Redskins fan. A lot of friends and family still die. I still keep up with the team. And, you know, with that being said, just this feels a little different, man. I know somebody just said something about, you know, a breath of fresh air. it really is a breath of fresh air, but they're just doing things a little different. I mean, for all the fans that have seen how this thing was ran with Snyder at the helm for so long, I was at the Monday Night Massacre against the Eagles. I was there against the Pittsburgh Steelers on Monday night where we unveiled the red on red and just were getting destroyed by Charlie Batch and Leftwich. I mean, I've been through it all. And to see this, as the team gets younger, it almost feels like they're one rookie quarterback away from really making this thing pop. We see it around the league a lot now, man. You know, so, you know. It's
I definitely think it's possible. I don't like the fact that I think the Eagles got stronger and the Giants defense definitely got stronger. Don't know about the Cowboys.
JP, how strong did the Eagles get? I mean, Kelsey was getting older. They lost Kelsey. Swift was really explosive. I mean, I'm still not.
Yeah, but they added Saquon Barkley and they added a really good pass rusher in Huff.
They did. They did. To me, it feels like the Eagles may have missed their window.
But I'm not completely against what you're saying. I've been saying this all along. I'm not willing to predict it yet. We'll see what happens in the draft. But there will be a couple of teams that rise up like the Houston Texans did last season, and I think the Commanders have that chance. We all think they had terrible coaching last year. We all agree on that. So we got to believe, or we're hopeful, that it's an upgrade in coaching. And we also believe that they were poorly run in terms of personnel. Well, you have to believe, or at least be hopeful, that Adam Peters is going to run the personnel department a lot better. We saw the start of this yesterday with these guys. Hopefully they pan out, and then we'll see what happens in the draft. But they've got a chance to rise up, for sure. But a lot is dependent on that quarterback.
Yeah,
and I think I would make my decision like if they draft Drake May.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I might be less inclined to predict the bump in wins this season because I think a lot of the people who have watched Drake May and have watched Jaden Daniels that are high on Drake May are projecting it out for down the road because he's a younger quarterback. And it may take some more time to develop. I mean, you've heard Orlovsky say that Drake May could benefit from sitting like Jordan Love did. Where if it's Jaden Daniels, I think there might be an immediate bump.
By the way, a handful of Twitter dorks are theorizing that because of the Austin Ekeler signing, that points more to drafting of Drake May over Jaden Daniels because Daniels, obviously a dual threat guy, less likely to check it down to a running back. He's more likely to tuck it and run himself. Now, does that mean anything?
We'll see.
Yeah. No, I didn't get that, though. I know you just explained it to me, but I'm not buying that Austin Ekeler makes it more likely to go to Jaden Daniels versus Drake May.
No. Austin Ekeler makes it more likely May over Daniels.
Oh, I think I saw online. See, I saw the exact opposite, and it didn't make sense to
me. Usually, like,
I can't connect either of them to the quarterback.
Because running quarterbacks like Fields and Hurts look at their numbers throwing the ball to backs out of the backfield. those numbers are always depressed. They're lower than guys who are like typical like pocket quarterbacks. Like
I mean, I think even if you have a fast quarterback, if you have an Eckler out there, is wide open.
Yeah,
you better throw it to him.
Right, it's probably good for business.
Hey, Valdez, does Lamar throw to a back? Does he have a back that he loves to throw to?
Justice Hill.
But not a ton, not like 50, 60 times.
Traditionally, the Ravens never really involved their running backs in the passing game, but it was more so under Monken this year.
Yeah.
Hey, I was looking at Luvu's combine stats and trying to do a little research on what he was. At Washington State,
yeah,
he was an edge rusher, stand-up edge rusher. So, you know, if you want to say he's like Michael Parsons, but then the guy ran a 4.84 in his pro day. He's not exactly a burner.
Hey, but if he can find the quarterback, I don't care what he ran on.
If he can make tackles.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And he
that's
can,
the biggest
and he
thing.
Can cover tight ends. That's
he's
all you care about.
He's a big guy, though, right? 6'3 and whatever.
He's big. Yep.
Yeah, it's hard to like run at like a 4.5 or something. You got to be a freak.
Give us your favorite signing from Adam Peters yesterday at 800-636-1067. Are you big on Tyler Biadasz? Upgrades the center of the offensive line. Do you like the splash move of adding Austin Eckler to the backfield to help out Brian Robinson and company? 800-636-1067. We'll continue to take your calls next, and Chris Russell will join us coming up at 8 a.m.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/AcrossAmerica.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device credit service ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.